Welcome to Bitachon for Our Times with the OU Women's Initiative. I'm Ya'el Davidowitz, 100%. Children and teenagers tend to think in very black and white terms, in absolutes. Ideas are right or wrong without much gray. Then, as maturity sets in and the brain develops, along with a good, healthy dose of life experience, an appreciation for the many shades of gray that exist in life sets in. When adults make judgments or decisions, there is context to consider, mitigating circumstances that are taken into account. Nuance and subtleties are noted. These are trademarks of sophisticated thinking. When it comes to Ikrei Emunah, however, and our understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to whatever degree is humanly possible, we maintain an approach of absolutes. This was a consistent thread that ran through all seven of the conditions for full bitachon that we explored, because true bitachon is just that. It's complete. Complete reliance on Hashem. Complete trust in Hashem. Because if Hashem does not love us 100% completely, if Hashem is not completely 100% powerful, if Hashem does not know absolutely what is best for us, and so on, then we would need to divide our trust and reliance on someone or something else. Trust in Hashem, but also trust in those in leadership positions. Trust in Hashem, but also rely on the army. Trust in Hashem, but also rely and trust in my own smarts, wealth, or abilities. But unlike Hashem, any force or person, by its very nature, is limited and can change over time or in an instant. In the opening of the Shar HaBitachon, the Chovos HaLevavos states that Bitachon is supposed to be complete, because if not, Mipnei She'im Einenu Boteach Belokim Boteach B'zulaso. If one does not place his entire trust in Hashem, then he or she will inevitably place their trust in someone or something other than Hashem. In Sefer Yirmiyahu, Perek Beis, Pasuk Yud Gimel, Hashem describes, through the Navi, the lunacy of Klal Yisrael turning away from him. Osi azvu mekor mayim chayim, chitzov lahem ba'oros ba'oros nishbarim, asher lo yachilu hamayim. They have forsaken me, the source of living waters, and instead cut out for themselves broken cisterns that can't hold water. If you are thirsty and you have access to a fresh, continuous fountain of water, you don't replace that access with a leaky water bottle with a hole in it. Hashem is the creator and sustainer of the world. He's all-powerful, all-knowing, and only wants what is best for you. Total, 100%, full and complete reliance on Hashem is the ultimate goal. Unlike the childish thinking of a teenager, attaining complete bitachon in Hashem, recognizing the absoluteness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is a hallmark of being a complete and sophisticated boteach. Thank you for listening to Bitachon for Our Times. At every moment of every hour, there is no other force or power. Einod Milvado, Efes Zulaso. Bitachon for Our Times is dedicated by Eve and Sedona Cohen in loving memory of their grandfathers, Philip Cohen of Philadelphia and Dr. Dudley Weber of New York, of blessed memory.